I'm Rachel Otwell for NPR Illinois. An Illinois teacher is educating his students about human rights by connecting them to children who are victims of war. Social media has made it possible for strangers across the globe to easily access each other in a matter of seconds. Hashtags on Twitter like Save Aleppo and now Save Ghouta are ways to track Syrians affected by the civil war. Sisters Noor and Ala are featured on an account that recently posted a video apparently showing the aftermath of their house being attacked. Another video from earlier this month shows them pleading for help.
The children are in danger of being murdered. Save the children of Ghouta before it's too late.
Meanwhile, back in Illinois, school's out at Central Junior High School in Kewaunee, where Mark Nelson is an art teacher.
Sorry, hello?
Hi, Mark, it's Rachel. Can you hear me?
I can, Rachel. I'm so sorry. I've been trying to find a quiet spot, and it's the school, and it's insane.
I called him to talk about his efforts to draw more attention to the crisis in Syria and the people affected.
Last year, when my students and I started addressing and confronting the Syrian war that was raging, one of my concerns was that once the Aleppo crisis was done, that the news would shift its focus away as it does and go to other places. My students and I really wanted to make sure that there was some vocal advocacy going on for some of the children that were still stuck in the situation. We were not going to be silent, even if it wasn't in the main headlines, that we were going to keep talking and keep using our voices and our art to try to bring attention to their struggles and what was happening there, because there was still catastrophic human rights violations going on, even if it wasn't on the front page.
One way you've had your students interact with people in Syria and just as far as getting people more aware of what's going on with Syria has been through artwork. Tell us how you've done that.
One of the things I really tell my students is that art needs to respond to what's going on around the artist. Well, a lot of the artists we look at historically, that's what they've done. And so I want my students to know that they have a voice. Just because they're young doesn't mean they can't express themselves. And with access to social media, it makes it much easier for them to see their voice in action. So I kind of talk a lot about social justice art and art that can have an effect on the world that they live in. So some of my lessons have been geared towards trying to cultivate empathy with the children in Syria, particularly Ghouta, which is the city that's now being really bombarded. We've met some families there, and particularly some students, some young girls, and a teenage boy who've recently gotten kind of a lot of attention for their reporting themselves. But we have been communicating, sharing our artwork. They've shared artwork with us, actually these two young sisters, Noor and Ala. They sent me their artwork, and I put it up in our school. And I wanted to just let the kids know, hey, yes, they're oceans away, but these are children just like you.
So how have you responded as a teacher keeping the kids abreast of what's going on with Syria? How do you kind of balance that with the other things I'm sure you have to do as an art teacher?
Yes. One of the things that I do that I just find is really important is every day we read one page of a graphic novel. And the graphic novel that I've been doing the last couple of years is Mouse, a graphic novel by Art Spiegelman. And Mouse deals with a child of survivors of the Holocaust. What we do is we start the class with the reading from Mouse, and then I then direct them to the board, and we talk about some of the things that are going on in the world that may have parallels to what we just read. Occasionally, it's been school shootings or violence. It's also been examples in Syria of destruction, of refugees, of people trying to flee conflict, of having to move and leave your home. So these are all themes that come up in the reading that I can then transfer to a discussion afterwards. So it really kind of works well.
And so you've been contextualizing for your kids, it sounds like, human rights issues throughout time. But given what's happening in Syria right now and the social media connection, you mentioned that you've had real interactions with people who are in Syria. Can you talk a little bit more about that and the way social media perhaps, you know, has enabled this sort of connection that before would not have been possible?
I found on social media there are two young girls, Noor and Ala, and they had just started tweeting about their experience in the war-torn, besieged city of Ghouta. So I started to share their experience with my students who weren't that far removed from their age. And we started a dialogue with Noor and Ala. And that dialogue would not have been possible without social media. There was no way to write letters. There's no way for a traditional mail to go through. But with social media, We can have conversations. We can share artwork. We can talk about what they're going through, and I can relate it to my students. And there is almost immediate responses, and there's a conversation that's created that is unbelievable in this day and age. And it really shows students that technology, yes, it does make our world smaller, and that may not all be bad. It also is a huge opportunity to cultivate empathy and to communicate with students and realize what other kids are going through and maybe what makes them so fortunate in their own lives. The fact they can go to a warm school and they can go home and they can be with their families.
As many art teachers are, you yourself, you're an artist. And one of the things you've been doing is creating images that show what's going on in Syria. Can you talk about that?
One of the things I talk about with the kids is that art has been important since the cave paintings, and it will remain important for hopefully all of humankind. And I want to show them that art is a form of communication, a form of universal communication where the viewer does not need to know your language. So I've kind of been demonstrating that with my own artwork, and what I kind of do is respond to the news stories. It's almost a therapeutic thing for me because it's hard for me to deal with an image and scroll by quickly. I have to kind of sit with that image. So I show them examples of my own work, but I also show them examples of artists from the past who have done the same thing, like Francisco Goya, Picasso with Guernica. Once in a while, I'll get a quote from one of our friends in Syria, and I'll have the students illustrate the quote. Or I will ask them what rights they feel every child in the world should have, and I'll have them illustrate that, and then we'll share that with our friends in Syria and friends around the world. So it's a way to communicate as well as to express emotion.
And what do you envision going forward as far as the connection you've built with people in Syria right now, as well as the social media campaigns that you've been a part of trying to draw more attention to that conflict?
Unfortunately, very recently, the two sisters that we have been communicating with, Nora and Ala, their house was destroyed. The younger girl, who's about 8, was wounded in the head. She seems to be okay, but now they have no home. This is like a catastrophe in real time unfolding. Some of the connections I made with Syrian teachers a year ago are still strong. I'm still maintaining them, and I want the kids to know that, and I want the Syrian people to know that there isn't just a momentary connection that's going to then fizzle away when the cameras turn away. I want them to know that we will be there for them no matter what, and we'll continue to advocate for their human rights. And it's not that difficult to do. The other day I had my students write messages to some of the children we've met in Syria, just a simple message offering condolence or offering support and offering some empathy. And I shared them online, and it took the students 10 minutes to write. It wasn't this long, drawn out process. I want to show them that it's not difficult to do something kind and to reach out.